Sometimes they don't want to be found, and they shoot at you. But that hardly ever happens. Connie leafed through the file. The guy who came in yesterday is local. Morty Byers started tracking him down, so some of the prelim is already done. You've got pictures and everything. What happened to Morty Byers? Busted appendix. Happened at 11:30 last night. He's in St. Francis with a drain in his side and a tube up his nose. I didn't want to wish Morty Byers any misfortune, but I was starting to get excited about the prospect of stepping into his shoes. The money was tempting, and the job title had a certain cachet. On the other hand, catching fugitives sounded scary, and I was a certifiable coward when it came to risking my body parts. My guess is, it wouldn't be hard to find this guy, Connie said. You could go talk to his mother. And if it gets hairy, you could back out. What have you got to lose? Only my life. I don't know. I don't like the part about the shooting. Probably it's like driving the turnpike, Connie said. Probably you get used to it. The way I see it, living in New Jersey is a challenge, what with the toxic waste and the 18-wheelers and the armed schizophrenics. I mean, what's one more lunatic shooting at you? Pretty much my own philosophy. And the $10,000 was damned appealing. I could pay off my creditors and straighten my life out. Okay, I said. I'll do it. You have to talk to Vinny first. Connie swiveled her chair toward Vinny's office door. Hey, Vinny, she yelled. You got business out here. Vinny was 45, 5'7" without his lifts, and had the slim, boneless body of a ferret. He wore pointy-toed shoes, liked pointy-breasted women, and dark-skinned young men, and he drove a Cadillac Seville. Steph here wants to do some skip tracing, Connie said to Vinny. No way. Too dangerous, Vinny said. Most of my agents used to be in security, and you have to know something about law enforcement. I can learn about law enforcement, I told him. Learn about it first, then come back. I need the job now. Not my problem. I figured it was time to get tough. I'll make it your problem, Vinny. I'll have a long talk with Lucille. Lucille was Vinny's wife and the only woman in the burg who didn't know about Vinny's addiction to kinky sex. Lucille had her eyes firmly closed, and it wasn't my place to pry them open. Of course, if she ever asked, that'd be a whole other ballgame.